You don't go into a parliament or anywhere else as one woman among 70 men without feeling a slight diffidence. You're not quite sure how you're going to be received, and they're not quite sure how to receive you. So I'm going to give a secret away. I made up my mind when I went that I would not tread on their masculine corns. So for about 2 years, I think, I didn't tell anyone anything. And I asked nearly everybody something. So they all thought, well, I wasn't too big for my shoes anyhow, you see. I wasn't trying to tell them how to run Parliament or what to do. And then, right from the beginning, really, they accepted me as just one of themselves.
Mr. Speaker, it would be strange indeed were I not tonight deeply conscious of the fact, and not a little awed by the knowledge, that on my shoulders rests a great weight of responsibility. Because this is the first occasion upon which a woman has addressed this House. For that reason, it's an occasion which, for every woman in the Commonwealth, marks in some degree a turning point in history. I know that many honourable members have viewed the advent of women to the legislative halls with something approaching alarm. They feared, I have no doubt, the somewhat too vigorous use of a new broom. I wish to reassure them. I hold very sound views on brooms and sweeping. Although I quite realize that a new broom is a very useful adjunct to the work of the housewife, I also know that it's undoubtedly very unpopular in the broom cupboard. And this particular new broom knows that she has a very great deal to learn from the occupants of, well, I dare not say this particular cupboard.